The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. You know what? No politics and no sports. Basically, I'm going to say that it's all about life and what we need to live. And for those of you who have just tuned in, let me tell you what this show is all about. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, and my viewing audience will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now today, I can't believe it. It's been another month that has gone by, and it is time again to dissect my Florida Today article. I know that Tim Walters of Florida Today has often said, I just don't know what I'm going to get when I pull out your email and read your article for the month. Very unpredictable, just like the show. You can always count on that whatever we talk about will hopefully, when I say count on, hopefully it will help you build the kind of love life that you want, the kind of love that you want too. So today, one of my favorite, I was just telling Tim that I couldn't call him my favorite because one of my favorite also is my husband, but my husband, Robert, Tim Walters is one of my favorite editors of Florida Today. He is the creator of Daddy Duty, or the author of Daddy Duty, where he chronicles his journey as a new father with beautiful Isabella, which I got to spend some time virtually with her yesterday. And today we're going to be discussing my latest article, which talks about the terrorists in our lives. Do you have terrorists in your lives? We'll see. And so since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Tim Walters of Florida Today is here to do just that. Welcome, Tim, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Excellent. Thank you, Lillian. It's great to be here. But you said no sports and no politics. I think I'm on the right show, right?
Yes, I know. I know you had just been telling me how excited you are that today you get to do a interview with a sporting event. And, you know, it must be kind of like when you read my articles or when you spend time on the show, is this kind of like stepping you out of your comfort zone, or is this something that you do all the time?
No, it's definitely not out of my comfort zone anymore. But, you know, I love your phrase where you call me the Swiss Army knife of editors, because I'm a health editor. I'm a sports editor. I'm a photo chief. You know, they kind of, I've got the island of misfit toys, I like to call our group, because we're so, from so many different places. But, you know, it's so much of a fun job, and it keeps it fresh, you know, so I'm not just dealing with one subject every day. But yeah, I'm going down to Port St. Lucie today. We're going to check out the Mets and the Yankees. So that's the only sports I'll mention today. And then we'll get on to your excellent article. So, you know, change of pace, a little health this morning, a little sports later on today.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, listen, everybody's life should be that exciting. So the article is already published online at floridatoday.com. But when you reached out and you picked out the article of the month, what did you think?
Well, when you see terrorists in the headline.
Oh, I thought that I would at least get a like top billing on terrorism.
Well, you never know what you're going to get, because certainly not a topic you and I have discussed much is terrorism. But it's not the political kind of terrorism. It's a physical kind of terrorism and things that we do to ourselves. So, you know, it took me a couple of paragraphs to get into it. And then I really started to see the picture kind of take shape. And, you know, the article this week, I mean, this is something that everyone who's listening to the show this morning, you're going to read it and you're going to be like, wow, this is my life at times, too. It's, you know, about being so overwhelmed and so overloaded with things that, you know, it just sometimes it can literally be hard to breathe. And you experience that.
Yeah, I did. I was getting ready to go up to Jacksonville. We had a wonderful time at Veg Fest, but, you know, preparing for that, when you're gone for a whole week and you're uprooting, you have to think of all the different things that you can bring with you and make sure that you have everything, that you have all the equipment when you're going up there to do it on location. And on top of that, discovering, oh my article is due. So when that's how I started. And I had shared with you, because we just recorded our television interview as well. That's going to be on Sunday at 5:30 on WEFS TV. It was amazing that, you know, as we were discussing all the things, all the doing, that this was truly my journaling for how I was feeling. And vulnerability, I guess, always wins. But I'm hoping that this article people can relate to so much that it might allow them to dip their toe into a different solution for how they're feeling. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And so today we are dissecting my article for Florida Today. It's called what? What did we change it to? Do you remember that?
Keeping the terrorists out of your body.
Keeping the terrorists. What are the terrorists in your body? We're going to continue our conversation with Tim Walters when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Here we go. Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can listen worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Today's teacher is none other than my favorite Swiss Army knife, Tim Walters. He's the editor of Florida Today. He has many hats, but today he is my co-host. And Tim, you were going to be taking over for announcing a little bit about the article.
So. Absolutely. So, you know, earlier we were just kind of talking about the article and how it's very, you know, common for everybody to feel this overwhelming sensation. And you were telling us a little bit of what, you know, inspired this article. But then as we, you know, start to really delve into it, you know, one of the lines that I highlighted, you know, I always print out your article, read it thoroughly and try and highlight it. But one of the lines that I highlighted was, although I was going through the motions of preparing my smoothie, my brain started counting all the deadlines for the day. And the reason I highlighted that is because it shows you that even when you're just trying to do the things that you do every day, you know, your mind is swimming with all of these other things. And you really kind of have to, maybe just as I was saying during the break, you kind of have to figure out a way to put those things aside so you can just enjoy your breakfast, so you can enjoy your smoothie, so you can kind of take those deep breaths that you need. And, you know, when we're doing those things, it's just, you know, it's like you're just flying through life with no taste and no, and it can be frustrating. It can be very mentally, you know, stressing.
Yeah. And, you know, when you have a lot of deadlines, it's so important. When I am trying to get all my deadlines completed, there's something that happens to me, and I don't know if this happens to you, but even though I'll go to sleep like maybe 3 hours later, my body will wake me up and go back to work. You'll need extra time to complete all your tasks. And so I go and I use that time when I wake up between the hours of 3 and 4 to do the things that I knew that have the closest deadline. And, you know, sometimes at that moment after I've had a refreshing, you know, rest, I can go back and start working again. But this time it just wasn't resetting. I was not resetting. I was, you know, it was like every day was yet another deadline and another deadline. And something else was coming up. And that's when I stopped. As I was waking up, my body was telling me, my body was sending me symptoms that I knew as a life coach, as a host, you know, interviewing such great teachers, that my body was speaking to me loud and clear. I was shallow breathing. And a lot of people have forgotten how to breathe, Tim. I don't know if I've shared this with you, but back in 2009, when the housing crisis was happening, and I had shared in the past that it affected my husband and I considerably. I went back to work and it just seemed like there was just a constant going on. And during that time, I was experiencing some hoarseness, which I thought was related to my thyroid. Well, it turned out I wasn't breathing properly. We have forgotten. I had to be taught how to breathe again. And that is something that we probably don't even know. Like if you see your chest going up and down, you are not breathing. Not breathing properly. You need to breathe through your diaphragm. And that is something that we need to be conscious of until we reset our breathing clock to go the right way. And I've noticed that I was shallow breathing, and I was feeling that when you breathe shallow, you also, the side effect of that is feeling anxious. And so I recognized it because my body was telling me that's my symptom. And I looked deep into that, and that's what motivated me. This was like my journal for that day.
Yeah. And you know, every time you mention breathing correctly, it's funny. I sit there and take a big deep breath in the nose and out through the mouth. It must be a mental thing. There's probably a lot of people driving to work right now who did that as well.
Yeah.
But you know, you finding the symptoms, that's, you know, probably the most important thing is diagnosing that yourself, because one of the questions you ask is, how many times do we ignore our bodies? Our bodies love us, but how do we love our bodies back? And just by knowing that there's a problem, by figuring it out, that's the first step toward making it right. So, you know, but we do ignore our bodies all the time. And, you know, it's sometimes very easy to do that. You know, it's easy to run through the drive-through. It's easy to, you know, work and not sleep. It's easy to do all of these things that are so unhealthy for you. And we all fall into it because Lord knows we could all use 28 hours in a day instead of 24, but we're not going to get that. So figuring out how to jam everything in and not let everyone down and not let your family, your employers, your, you know, it's such a difficult thing to handle. So that's when we have to figure that out for ourselves and say, what is it we're doing that we can do without? Because that's the hardest thing to find, is what to get rid of. It's easy to take stuff on.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get rid of stuff.
What do we let go? What do we release? And that was the question that I had to ask myself. And I've asked myself this many times, and I've asked people that I've coached, that if you were given the key to protect and guard the holiest of holies, and or the Taj Mahal, one of the 7 wonders of the world, if you were in charge with protecting that to make sure it's safe, would you allow terrorists in? And although I only talked about, you know, certain things in the article, you can go into a lot more. What are the other terrorists, like sugar and GMOs and foods that are not organic, what the pesticides in it, pharmaceuticals. I mean, there's so many things that harm our body without even knowing. So my question is, if we would be given that line of protection, would we allow the terrorist in? And so what is our body? Our body is our temple. And so why do we treat things better then we treat our body? And so that's what started me with this question. I want to challenge you, my viewers, my listeners, to really contemplate that today. What are the terrorists that you're allowing into your body? Tim, as you were reading that, do you feel that this is something that you have let terrorists in your body? And if so, what are some of those terrorists that you can share?
Well, sure. I mean, it's there's probably a lot of them. Do you consider a donut a terrorist?
Because absolutely. Donut is a terrorist.
Well, there you
go. And don't wait till that bomb goes off to identify the terrorist, right?
Not that I eat donuts all the time, but, you know, I enjoy a good donut. I know you and I have discussed bacon before. You've lectured me on bacon, but it's still salty and delicious.
Too. It's a carcinogen. So there you go. That's another terrorist.
But I guess the point being is, you know, there are things that we enjoy and it's hard to give those up. But then there are also those things that are possibly or maybe bad for us that we don't even realize that we're doing wrong. And I think those are the harder ones. And then there are the things where you just say, I know it's bad for me, but I'm going to do it anyway. Like people who smoke, you know, that's probably a habit that I'm glad that I never, you know, picked up or kept or sure. whatever you want to call it. So, but, you know, so I guess there's different categories. But for me, as you know, now that I'm in my 40s, I think more about what I'm eating. I think more about the amount of alcohol I was drinking. So my wife and I have taken steps to cut that down, you know, fatty foods and things like that. But, you know, every now and again, I guess I got to let a donut into the temple.
Hey, come on down. Come on down. Just come on. My friend used to have a dog. Her name was Lucy. She's no longer on this earth. She's probably protecting everybody in heaven. But Lucy was a golden retriever. And when you would knock on the door, Lucy would come in and she looked so fierce. And she was like, come on in, rob us. I'm not going to do anything to you. That was, you know, that was the kind of like feeling I got from Lucy. And I always think of Lucy because of her welcoming spirit. And so that's, you know, what are we welcoming? And again, there's so many times that like the bombing in Boston, where people, it happened unexpected. And there was a backpack that blew up and it hurt so many people. And so why do we need to wait till we get a preventable diagnosis to say, these are the terrorists in my body? Let's be proactive and say, you know what? I'm going to call it what it is and say, why should I allow any of them come in? And I know, and I'm the first to say, if you eat well 80% of the time, whatever you want to eat, that other 20%, or if you eat well 90%, that other 10%, then do it. Don't feel guilty about it. But you're just raising the roof there, right? Okay. So, I mean, I am a true believer in that as well. But what happens is, as we get used to allowing these terrorists in, what's one more? Come on down. Like Lucy, come on in.
Well, and you bring up a good point in, you know, using the bombing and using our bodies as a parallel, because, you know, there are two things at play there. And it's a word that's been in the news a lot lately because of the shooting in South Florida as well. And that's situational awareness. Mm. And it's a term that I've heard a lot lately. And so, you know, the situational awareness of being in a crowd and knowing who's around you, or the situational awareness of knowing what's in front of you and what you're putting into your body, who you're letting into your life, the influences and all of those things. So, you know, it's an interesting comparison to draw like that. But when you look at it in those terms, I think it makes total sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So then here they are. There's the pharmaceutical industry, the food industry. There's so many different ways that I was watching a commercial the other day. Well, anytime. I hardly ever watch television, but this time I was watching television and there was a commercial and I saw two commercials for the pharmaceutical industry in less than, I don't know, 3 minutes. And it was amazing, the beautiful images. You know, if you want to stop diabetes, you know, take this pill. But guess what? It could cause internal bleeding, high blood pressure, death. And there's these beautiful, fun images in the background of happy smiles, families. And I just thought, how can we ignore that? You know, there's so many different things that we can do with whole food, plant-based. And that's what I talked about with the acronym this time, is the SYMPTOM acronym. What did you think of that one?
Well, the first thing I thought was, how does she come up with this every month? Because that one was pretty complex. But you have symptoms standing for signs your mind points to on many stages. And so, you know, it kind of, you break down the symptoms, the actual symptoms, not the acronym. And I like how you give examples and then discuss each one and then you ask further questions. So, you know, for instance, we had talked about on the TV show, and we'll talk about it a little now, is, you know, one of the symptoms you put as an example is a headache. And then you ask all the different possible reasons. Have you had water? Have I eaten? What did I eat? Did I get enough sleep? So behind every symptom, rather than looking for the pill to take, you need to look at what you've done that lead up to that point. And, you know, just getting back to those commercials, you're right. It's, you get like 10 seconds of a pitch and then 20 seconds of what it can do to you. You know, you wonder if you pulled the clinical trials, what you'd really see.
Exactly. I mean, and I was so desensitized when I was younger. The doctor would say, oh, if one person has the symptom, then they have to write it down. But the reality is, if one person is having the symptom, who else is having the symptom? And so if there are other things that we can do, it's not that I'm against taking the pill, it's that I am for doing everything we possibly can to heal our body, to bring all the beauty into that temple. And so today we're talking with Tim Walters of the article that I wrote called Keeping the Terrorist Out of Your Body, or Out of Our Body. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. This is not Lillian. Lillian is with me, of course. This is Tim Walters.
I need a break.
Yeah.
I need to breathe.
There you go. I am an editor at Florida Today, and I also edit Lillian's monthly column that she sends in to me, and we also post it at floridatoday.com/health. You can find it at whenyouneedafriend.com. You can hit both of us up on Facebook. It's everywhere. So as soon as you get done listening to this show, I want you to go find it and read it and be like, okay, now I know what they were talking about for the past hour. So so Lillian, we've been talking about your article today, which the title this week is Keeping the Terrorists Out of Your Body. And this comes from a personal experience you were having over the last couple of weeks where just the pressures and the jobs of life have kind of taken you over and overwhelmed you and taken over your sleep. And then you've had to, you know, kind of dissect and break down and figure out the important things and what you want to do and, you know, what you may not have to do going forward. And we've broken down the symptoms. So, you know, I guess we're getting to that point where we start talking about the solutions now that we're looking at the symptoms.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is the time where it's so important for us to take out our soul shovels and dig until there's nothing else but truth. So here's the thing. Yesterday we did a show with Teal Swan, who was kind of terrorized. Well, not kind of. She was terrorized for most of her youth. She was young. So for 13 years, this man from a satanic cult basically did anything he wanted to do with her. And she was left to pick up the pieces like Humpty Dumpty. And so she was saying that some of the things that she has used for her healing is going towards the pain instead of what we wanted to do is avoid the pain, going deep into the pain and going back to that first memory of the pain or even beyond when the first time they ever felt that pain and recreate it. Give that scenario what it needed at the time. And that's what helped her. And she's been able to pick up the pieces. Many people, she has many followers that have experienced the same kind of trauma in their life. And that was one of the things. But here's what we do. We feel pain. We take a pill. We don't look at what is my brain telling my body? What is my body speaking to my brain? What is my gut speaking to my body? And so because of that, we turn away, and I want to encourage people to go towards it and really dissect it with no blame, no fault, no shame, and also do the research as to what could be contributing to your stress or the terrorist in your body by, you know, looking at, you know, what am I doing? What are the symptoms? Which we talked about, the acronym for symptom is signs our mind points to on many stages. So if we were to listen to these stages, how can we love our bodies in a way that that body is going to carry us till we take our last breath? How are we going to do that? So Tim, how do you honor your body? I mean, I asked you during the break, do you ever feel like you can say no?
No, and that's, you know, that's an incredibly tough point, is saying no, because as I said earlier in the show, it's easier to say yes than it is to say no, and it's harder to find those things to shed. You know, a good point that I'd like to bring up, and this, it creates images. I can't remember if it was Star Trek 5 or 6.
oh, I love those.
Yeah. So there's this one, I can't remember, like I said, if it's the 5th or 6th, but Spock's brother he's kind of this, like, he has a hold on people's minds. And, you know, his thing is taking away the pain. And so, you know, he does it to Bones McCoy. He helps him, you know, tackle the pain of losing his father and getting beyond that. But he comes to William Shatner, to Captain Kirk, and he's going to try and take his pain away. And I just will always remember it. The movie was memorable just to me for this line. He goes, no, he goes, I want my pain. I need my pain, because he knows that for his life to carry on, you have to have that pain to know how to get beyond it. Because if you're pain free, if your life, you know, you don't have that thing that you're moving toward. Mm-hmm. And so so that's always stuck out to me, because I've dissected it in my mind. Why would somebody want their pain or need their pain? But, you know, I think we all are always trying to get rid of that pain instead of, you know, tackling it and understanding it. Does that make sense?
No, it does. And that's exactly right. We dive into our pain. And one of the things Till Swan said, that as you dive into your pain, we think that it's going to make our, we're going to die from it. You know, if what's the worst case that could happen? And with this, like she was saying, every time she'd dive into her pain, she thought, I'd rather die. I'd rather die. And she'd wait for her death to come. And it never did, because she was able to heal every aspect of her pain. And now she's able to do what she does. And she helps so many people with their traumatic pain. And so, you know, of course, I was dealing with, you know, the fact that I had a lot to do, and my life is full of doing, and my body was asking for rest. And so what did I do? I created win-win. I wrote this article at the beach. While I was sitting on I brought my little notebook to the beach, and I honored my body as well as honored my commitment. And so I created that win-win. And so I wanted to encourage people that it's not the end of the world if we are feeling stressed. Figure out what's causing it and dig deep until we can change it, make adjustments. For me, I need to look at the things that I do, or maybe the time I waste not doing that I could be working. You know, maybe I'm tired and I start surfing the web, or start calling somebody or texting or doing something that really does not support my time to the best use. I mean, do you ever find yourself kind of like distracted and you could have been finishing up an article or whatever it is?
I don't know. I feel like from the second I wake up until the second I go to sleep, I'm doing something. So, you know, I'm sure distractions come along. But, you know, right now, my wife and I, we are going to be speaking. We're doing a presentation at an upcoming marriage enrichment event. And so we finished our script, and we were showing it to the leaders of the enrichment group. And, you know, it's talking about, you know, the unique bond between a man and a woman. And so we were talking about all the things we do together, you know, how we, and it's mostly parenting things, how we, you know, take care of Isabella. If one of us is, you know, away, the other's watching her, yeah. You know, one of us drives her to school, the other picks her up, you know, one of us cooks for her, the other cleans up. And so we had all of these things, and we're thinking, you know, gosh, you know, our presentation showing, you know, good teamwork, and my wife, and they looked at us and they said, but what about the two of you?
I know. You know? I was just waiting for that. Good for you.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was something we had completely missed, is that, you know, we have a 3.5-year-old, and very few times in the past 3.5 years have we actually done something just solely for the two of us. And sometimes we lose sight of that because we're trying to be the best parents, the best employees, the best friends, the best children. And there comes a point where you say to yourself, gosh, when was the last time we stopped and did something for the two of us, not for others, but for ourselves? And it's so easy to lose that in our day-to-day hecticness of life.
Great example. Great example. And I remember my husband was giving a talk, and his father taught him that the best way to love his children is to love their mother and you know, to date her and to honor her. And so my husband has been very good at loving our children that way. He, you know, we make date night a priority, and that is, you know, so important. And it's always been that way with us. And as a result, 24 years later, we still have a romantic love, which is very, it's a wonderful thing to be able to share. And we've used to do the marriage enrichment as well with Marriage Encounter. We were presenting couple, and that was, you know, a wonderful time in our lives that taught us some tools. And I just did a show on Retrovi for marriages in crisis as well. And so, you know, there's so many different ways that when you take inventory and you are awakened, it's a good thing that you were awakened, Tim, today, as opposed to 20 years from now, when Isabella is gone and it's just the two of you going, we have nothing in common. That's when the bomb goes off, right?
Yeah. You know, luckily, hopefully we'll continue the things we do have in common, but we were kind of joking around, our anniversary, our 11th anniversary just passed. And so, you know, my wife's parents took Isabella for the night. And what did we do on a Saturday night where it's our anniversary and we could do anything? We were in bed by 8:30 because we had to get up at 4:30 the next morning because we were running in a 10K and a 2-miler all over the Ogalle Causeway Bridge. So we did two separate runs. You know, the 10K was tough. The 2-miler about a half hour later was even tougher. But, you know, it was still doing something we love together, but it's certainly not, you know, it's not what people would think. Oh, we're going to go out and have a romantic evening and this and that. And, you know, I'm a good runner, but my wife beat the snot out of me. She is just amazing.
Good so, for her.
But
good
yeah, you know, so it's nice that we do have things like that that we share and that we were able to do together. But, you know, aside from that night, she and I hadn't taken time for each other since last July. So think about
wow.
that. In 8 months, we only had one night together.
Wow. Well, that's something to think about here. And so today we are talking about with Tim Walters, we're talking about the next article in Florida Today. You can find that at whenyouneedafriend.com under my article section, actually about Lillian, and or floridatoday.com. We're going to continue our conversation about keeping the terrorists out of our body when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and my co-host today is Tim Walters. He's my Swiss Army knife of editors for Florida Today. And we're talking about my article, dissecting it, called Keeping the Terrorists from Our Bodies. Of course, the article had a totally different name like 20 times, because as I was writing this, I was learning a little bit about what I was needing. You know, your body will not let you forget what the mind wants to neglect. What are we ignoring? What are the terrorists that we're allowing in our life? Could it be as simple as changing your diet? Could it be as simple as drinking water? Could it be as simple as a date night with your spouse or your special loved one? Could it be as simple as picking up the phone and calling someone that you need to reconcile with? There's so many different ways that bombs can go off in your body. Next thing you know, you get a diagnosis that is totally preventable. I want to encourage you to go to PubMed.gov. PubMed.gov, one of the points that I make in the article is a whole food plant-based diet. You cannot beat that, along with work that you do on your mind, body, spirit. Go and check out how it reverses diabetes, how it reverses disease, how it reverses cancer. But it's not just the food. It's a mind, body, spirit approach. And so I want to encourage you to continue this conversation when we're on or off the air at whenyouneedafriend.com. Check out all the articles. Check out all the guests that we've had that promote a whole food plant-based diet. I am joining forces with Jax Vegan Couple. I am so excited to see where this force is going to go. And I know they're probably listening. Isn't that funny the way I'd say that? But I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. And when you become a subscriber, wait for that confirmation email and confirm. When you become a subscriber, not only do you get gifts, that you will also have the show sent to your phone or your tablets. Check out my sponsors while you're there and make sure you support them the way they're supporting us. We also, you can go to my YouTube page, subscribe there, like me on my social media, subscribe on my on-demands, iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio. Also, I believe it's Spotify that we're on, but you can always call me, leave a message, or text me, 407-373-5959. And so, Tim, as we get, this is our last segment. I mean,
I know, it flies by.
It does fly by. It is so important as we continue on, as we start looking at our body and listening to the symptoms, because my body was screaming, Tim. It was screaming and I was ignoring the screams, but I created win-win. I was able to write this article at the beach while I was catching some sun and feeling the water underneath my feet. I had my little notebook and I created that win-win. How do you create win-win in your life when you feel, man, I really want to do this, but I've got this commitment that I need to fulfill?
Well, normally if I'm going to do something like that, I try and plan it out so I can get all of my work done to leave myself a little time open. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds tough, but if you know it's a week or 2 weeks off, then, you know, you can kind of chip away at that. Now, my question for you would be, imagine, you know, you have all of this stress and anxiety and all of these things. Now, imagine if you had some of the other symptoms. Let's say, you know, I know you eat very healthy. Let's say you didn't, you know, so now you have stress and you have these problems. And these are the things that truly do lead to heart attacks and strokes and things like that. And, you know, so if you have more than one of these symptoms, you really have to be careful because they all pile up. So you have one and it could have been detrimental to your health. Imagine if you had other factors involved in that too.
Well, that's what happens. Once you let one terrorist in your holy temple, then another one comes in and another one comes in. And then we feel disempowered because the world will try to make us feel that you have to take a pill, that you need to eat on the run. And in order for, and even you said that to me, and it stuck out to me that you said, you know, you have to work so hard that's going to kill you. you know, they're the deadlines, you know. And I said, don't say that, because that's a manifestation that you think that you have to work. Something has to kill you in order for you to be successful. In order to be successful, that's what you said. In order to be successful, you have to work till it kills you. And it doesn't have to be that way. We can shift it, because if we are eating a whole food plant-based diet, and for those of you who want to adopt, I mean, we have so many teachers that can help you change the lifestyle. Last night I had a conversation with the Jack's vegan couple that, you know, we want to create a new vegan buddy partner, you know, like people, not, I don't even want to focus on vegan. I want to focus on whole food, plant-based, nutritarian, where we take baby steps closer to what we want. So even Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who's been a regular on the show, he says, even if you have 99% blocked artery, and if you change your lifestyle, that blockage will be reversed. When you put a stent in, it causes all sorts of problems. When you have pain in your body, and let's say you have pain in your spine and you do a fusion, that's going to create all sorts of other problems too, because your spine isn't used to bending a certain way. So everything that we can do holistically before taking that pill, before doing the surgery, before doing, you know, whatever it is that we need to do that could cause that bomb to go off, why not listen to our bodies? Because our bodies will always guide us to a truth.
Yeah, it reminds me of a story we did probably about 2 or 3 years ago as part of February's Heart Health Month. We always do, you know, special heart-related stories all month in the health section. And there was a musician that we had interviewed, and I can't remember, his age was maybe 51 or 55, somewhere in that neighborhood. And he had already had, you know, a quadruple bypass surgery. And he said, you know, I'll never forget his quote was something to the effect of, all those years on the road, man, you eat all that fast food and you never think much about it till you're lying there in the hospital.
That's right.
And, you know, so there he was, a guy in his early 50s, you know, who was a musician and traveled around and, you know, not even thinking about those things. And then one day it just, bam, hits you. And, you know, he's lucky to have survived.
That's right. You know, some people survive the bomb and some people don't. Some people, that's it. That's the only symptom they have is the bomb. And so we need to, you know, we would never, ever, ever put sand in our gas tank, which I say in the article, expecting our cars to run. We would never do that. We would know that if we put sand in our gas tank, that it's going to stall. Something's going to break down the car. But yet we do this to ourselves. We treat our things, our possessions, better than we treat our bodies. And I'm hoping that this article, that if, as I become vulnerable in this article and allow people to see that there are things that even people who become aware and feel that they're so aware, it creeps up. The terrorists creep up little by little. They come in. Don't let that bomb go off, and allow our bodies to heal naturally, given to it what it needs, our bodies will respond in a positive way so we can prevent this diagnosis.
So my final question to you today, Lillian, as we're as our time draws near once again, sadly, is so you wrote this article, you know, a week or two ago after all of these things came down on you. You've had time now. Have you started to do your inventory? Have you started to list all these things out? And are you starting to find those things that maybe you should do without? And how difficult is that?
You're absolutely right. And you and I had a conversation. I told you that there are a lot of things that I'm thinking about and I need to put value on it. It's a process for me. And I've made that commitment to myself. And I appreciate you asking. I'm listening to the tick, tick, tick in my body. I'm listening to that, but, I want to make sure that I go towards a solution as opposed to be fearful of the outcome. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Sure. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard. And I'm sure your yellow notepad is probably filling up with things, because I know how busy you are.
Yeah, well, we all, and you, like you said it, we could all relate to this because we live in a busy world. What can we do to make sure that we release some of the things that really don't support us? Tim Walters of Florida Today, you are a breath of fresh air. Thank you so much for coming in and doing all the wonderful things that you do.
That's awesome. Thank you, as always, for having me, Lily.
And to you, thank you. And to you, my listening friend, are you listening to the tick, tick, tick in your body? Are there screams? thank your body. Listen by giving it what it needs. Your body is telling you to listen. You can take a pill or you can take responsibility. Watch my Florida Today article. And remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lilian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lilian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve